Thursday Night Football with John Giles.
Johnny Giles is a national treasure. When he speaks, I mean, I'm like, yes, yes, yes. When he's on the show, I was in the car the other day. I parked the car and I sprinted into the house and turned on the radio. I love listening to him. I love Johnny Giles.
John Giles, every Thursday at 7:30 p.m. on OTB Sports Radio, live 24/7 on the Go Loud app. The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
Kieran Donnelly is with us this morning. Kieran, good morning to you. How are you getting on?
Morning, Ger. How are you?
I'm good. Does Jim McGuinness matter at this stage? Is it a good thing or a bad thing that we all know that Jim McGuinness was taking hand-passing drills?
I don't know. Look, I know the lads at the college down here in Tralee. I put a tweet up yesterday that won 3 Sigerson Cups down here. I don't know if they were part of all the 3 teams or not, but they were definitely down here together. So I don't know, is it a friendly, help me out, see if you can spot anything? Is it something that could go on further into the summer? We just don't know. Would it be handy for Galway if Jim McGuinness was in an advisory role for a very sharp part of the season? Sure, of course, it would absolutely demand a... You know, he's amazing what he can do with a football team. We saw the way he turned around Donegal in that period of time. And he's certainly the more brilliant minds you can put together. The one brilliant thing Jim Gavin did throughout his Dublin career is he brought in as many brilliant minds as he could to try and help him. And it's a very smart move by Joycey, even if it's only one session. I'm sure it's a way that maybe Jim might be watching games. Could he be maybe analysing some opposition or stuff like that? So you just don't know what's behind it. But if it's a one-off session, it's a one-off session. If it's a bit more, it can't be anything but good for Galway.
And then the other aspect of this is that the gossip wildfire, as we know, there is no more centre of gossip than the GAA panel. Every GAA panel in the country is like, "Ooh, Jim McGuinness, did you see that? Did you see that?" What's that impact? Is there like, is it just mindless gossip, or are other teams suddenly, right, Jim McGuinness, who slayed the Dubs?
I don't think other people will be overly worried about it, but I just think it's a nice ace up Galway's sleeve if they could get him in some kind of a role, because, you know, just when you put a mind, especially a defensive mind like him, and obviously Padraig's kind of offensive genius that he had in the fit pitch and that we'd seen in the early part of his reign with the likes of Shane Walsh really starting to express themselves with Damien Cormoran last week. He's back fully healthy, ready to go. They have lovely footballers around there, and if they can have the counter, that hand passing drill that we saw yesterday was pretty similar as the way Donegal were coming out of defence and they're pumped. They used to sprint out every one of them and gamble and get the ball up the pitch quickly because they played with such defensive numbers behind the ball. So maybe, you know, you don't know what they were working on. The drill looked basic enough, but just the speed that he was trying to get them to go at, even though there was a few mistakes, so they have to do a bit more.
Yeah. I think the other thing is that if you're one of the Galway footballers, and Joyce is like, okay, we're leaving no stone unturned. There's 5 weeks, 6 weeks here for you to go and win All-Ireland. Let's go and do it.
Absolutely, yeah. If you can get him, that's what I said. It's like a short-term season. It's, you know, it was like the way the club happened this year. It was all so quick. If you can get somebody in that could give a helping hand for the sake of 7 or 8 weeks and he's doing nothing else, you'll be all over it.
And the level,
this is, go on. Like, this is something that you kind of look at, Kieran, I was saying earlier on, that people will quickly have leaped back through Galway's form over the last year or so and seen that this is significant in terms of your conversation about the All-Ireland again, because when you come back to reanalyzing who's up at the top, who is pushing on, like, Galway have the highest ceiling of pretty much any team in the chasing pack.
Yeah, I think themselves in Donegal, you know, I don't see them being too far off it when all is said and done. And I think, you know, if you can bring in just that extra bit of expertise into the backroom staff, you're only, you know, it's not inconceivable that Galway have shown form over the last number of years. We all question maybe what they were at up front. Was it enough? I think Ken Walsh did a brilliant job in organising them, adding a bit of bite to them. And you know, like Jim did that with Donegal, you know, it was very defensive at the start, but then eventually he evolved it into something, which is where Kevin Walsh was maybe trying to go. But look, Joycey's taken over a squad that, you know, it's in a good position. It's very well set up defensively. They know what they're about numbers wise, and it's just to add that bit of of extra up front, and maybe they're putting their minds together on how they can do that coming from the defensive position to get up to maybe a counter-attacking Shane Walsh and Damien Comer up front. You know, that could be very dangerous for Galway if they do get some numbers behind, and you can counter-attack to those type of footballers, which is kind of what Donegal did with at times when they'd McFadden and McBurkey in there, and then they'd push Murphy in there. So they were a real workmanlike team, and then get it up to the quality forwards to put it over the bar. And Galway kind of have all them pieces. It's just to put them together.
Are panels always happy to have an outside voice coming in so close to the championship as well? Is there any potential downside to that?
No, there's no potential downside. No panel, like when you're out there training something fresh and something new, and a different voice is always good. And look, you know, it's something that nobody's going to be upset about. Tabs, they'll know how intelligent and how smart this guy is. And if he came into the Kerry dressing room tomorrow and I was inside there, I'd be happy about it. So I don't think there's going to be an issue.
Is there ever any sense of snobbery from people within camps when they see an outsider coming in, as if, you know, that person doesn't understand our culture or anything like that? Is that gone in the game now?
Yeah, I think it is. I think you're trying to win in All Ireland. Your manager has asked somebody to come in. The manager obviously thinks it's a benefit. So if you're a player in that setup, that's what you should be thinking. You should be kind of going, okay, this is something new. It's a different angle on things. It's a different voice. Let's up it a bit. Let's see what we can get out. And, you know, if it is something that he is doing a bit more than just that session yesterday, I'd be very excited as a Galway player.
Last night, we must ask you on this as well, Kieran, went to Game 6. Lakers beat Heat 106-93 in Game 6 last night. Bit of a hammering, all told. Not sure if you stayed up, not sure how much of it you actually saw, but the goal conversation is front and centre yet again. I was making a conversation to Jared that actually we're probably one more ring away from this debate being a really legitimate one.
We are, and I think... I watched all of it last night. To be honest, I think Jeff Van Gundy summed it up best, or it might have been Mark Jackson, and said, like, this guy is obviously, he's on the Mount Rushmore, there's no doubt about it, but he's got the best basketball career of anybody that's ever played the game. So longevity, never injured, 260 playoff games, 10 NBA finals, 11 triple doubles, he's fourth MVP. Like, the numbers are staggering. The longevity over his career are staggering. The GOAT debate is just who's the best basketballer in their prime. And, you know, whether or not, even if LeBron didn't get a ring, he'd still be in that debate. For me, he doesn't pass out Jordan, but that's like the Messi-Ronaldo debate, I think, right now. I think everybody's going to be slightly different on it. I think probably the older generation, you know, where we realise how good LeBron is, but we also realise what the game is now. And, you know, it's a bit easier to play too. It's a bit easier to get a consistent run of games. He's a fantastic athlete. The way he looks after his body is amazing. The work he puts into his strength and conditioning is freakish. He's 35, but he's dunking like he's still 18. So he's just an amazing athlete. And, you know, Jordan didn't have the same career. The games are played at different times. You know, LeBron probably wouldn't have 260 playoff games in a row if he was going through the bad boy Detroit Pistons, because Bill Laimbeer would have, you know, like he did to Jordan, tried to take his head off a few times, and he'd probably succeed once or twice. So, you know, it's different if Jordan played now with the way the rules are. You know, is he up there with probably a James Harden? Is he like just nearly impossible to guard in a situation like that? So it's always hard when you're comparing generational talents in between decades and stuff like that. But, you know, let the debate rage on. It's not something to back down for. He asked for his goddamn respect afterwards last night. I don't know, was that inked towards, I am the best player to ever do this, I am the GOAT? It kind of felt like that to me, to be honest. I thought it was a bit out of nowhere too when I heard it. It looked like he'd have planned to get that out there.
Right.
So it was interesting on that front. And you know, but I'm happy for him, because, you know, when he got game five, I said, Jesus, if they do get game six, oh, I'd hate to be, you know, LeBron to lose three in a row, and you know, that question will come up again. So I'm kind of happy for him in a way, and I'm happy for the Laker organization with what happened Kobe and Gian earlier on in the year, and everybody that died in that desperate tragedy. So it's a nice way for them to sign off on that, and a fitting way for it. And I'd say the Mamba was looking down on them last night just to get the job done. They were amazing. The defense, sure, they played in the first half was literally stifling. I was looking at the Miami Heat kind of going, what do they need? And the answer was probably a really fit and perfect Dragic would have been a huge addition to them in this series, because that was just what they were kind of shocked. Kendrick Nunn gave them little spurts. Hero and Duncan Robinson together is a bit iffy. I'd probably have them coming in for each other, but they're not far away. Jimmy Butler was amazing, but all props to LeBron and his crew and the Lakers for getting it done.
Kieran, good stuff. Thanks so many for joining us this morning. Cheers.
All right, lads, take it easy.
Kieran Donnelly giving us some thoughts there on both the Jim McGuinness story and, of course, the Lakers wrapping up in Game 6, the NBA Finals, and another ring for Kobe. Sorry, another ring for LeBron, obviously, and the year that Kobe was killed, as Kieran rightly pointed out there, in that terrible tragedy. You kind of forget that was another thing that happened in 2020.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
A new year is full of surprises, but one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services. So when postage goes up, your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com is like your own personal post office, wherever you are. You can even take care of orders on the go with the mobile app. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Schedule package pickups, automatically find the cheapest and fastest shipping options, and seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. There's even a supply store where you can stock up on mailing supplies, labels, even printers. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. All you need is a computer or phone and printer. Take a chunk out of your mailing and shipping costs this year with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.